Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This woman escaped a hopeless existence in Iran as an abused wife, and now she's led 1,500 Muslims to Jesus Christ. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this is an amazing story about how God can use broken situations and turn them into something amazing. This is a woman by the name of Anahita. She was a Muslim woman trapped in a violently abusive marriage with bruises and cuts all over her body. She tried suicide but survived. Anahita fled with her children to Denmark, and there is where she heard the gospel for the very first time. She then moved to Sweden, where she and her two children walked into a church and proclaimed that they are Christians from now on. She now has been in the ministry and has been part of leading more than 1,500 Muslims to Jesus Christ. This is an amazing story how this woman, coming from an abusive Muslim situation in Iran, is now an evangelist ministering to people to bring them to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and can you imagine, on that day, she will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," leading all of these souls to Christ, all these Muslim souls that are precious, that God loves, but wants, you know, he does not move fast. I'm paraphrasing the verse, because he does not want that any should perish, right? People say, where is God? Why has he not returned? Where is Christ? He doesn't want that any should perish. And so these Muslims who are worshiping a false God are coming to know truth, who is Christ Jesus.
And you know, it just shows you that God uses all things for his glory. I mean, she went through a horrendous situation in that marriage, and he allowed her to be delivered from that. She used her story. She embraced Jesus Christ. She understood true love for the first time in her life through Jesus Christ. And then she started sharing that true love with others. And now she's seen 1,500 Muslims come to Christ. That shows you he can use us wherever we are.
You know, she would never have imagined, never could have imagined, during those dark nights, during the pain, during the tears, during the questions about if she even going to have another breath, that living in Iran under this abusive, physically abusive marriage, that one day she would lead two churches in Sweden, bring more than 1,500 Muslims to Jesus Christ, and be invited to speak before the Queen of Sweden.
All right.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
So this woman, she was brutally beaten.
Her husband would beat her with a shovel.
With a shovel. Yeah, her husband would beat her with a shovel, and as a battered wife with bruises all over, she eventually tried to kill herself with pills, but she survived the attempted suicide. God said, no, your life is not done yet. She has a book that she chronicles her story. It's called Stranger No More. And, you know, she is someone who literally went through all kinds of abuse, but God used that. And amazingly, she is able to share that with other Muslims seeking Jesus Christ. So she shares that with people who are Muslim background believers, and she disciples them, or Muslims. You know, within the Quran, it mentions Jesus. The Quran mentions Jesus. It doesn't mention him as the Son of God, doesn't believe that he would be the Son of God or Savior, but it mentions him in the Quran. So if they even read the Quran, many Muslims wouldn't, but if they do read the Quran, other than just being cultural Muslims, they would see, or they would know within their community, that Jesus is a prophet.
Right.
And what has happened, and it's happened to everybody that I've ever spoken to who has a ministry to the Muslims, particularly in the Middle East and elsewhere, that Jesus is appearing to these Muslims in dreams and visions. Or they might see someone who is dressed in a certain way, looks a certain way. They've never seen that person before, but then they see that person in a big crowded market. And they go up to that person and say, I've seen you in a dream. You must have a message for me. They don't know. They're not seeking necessarily that this person is a Christian. But God leads them to these people, and the person is a Christian and ultimately leads them to Jesus Christ. And these stories are going on over and over and over again. I'm telling you, for the last several years, every person that I've talked to who has a ministry to Muslims, I've asked them specifically, do you have personal knowledge of people who are Muslims having dreams and visions? They say, yes. I just had a meeting with a pastor, a Christian pastor, a U.S. citizen, but he has a church in Paris, France. Three-quarters of the people that they baptize in that church at every baptism are Muslims.
Wow.
Coming to Jesus Christ. And I asked him, do they have stories about how they came to Jesus Christ, and have they experienced dreams and visions? And he says every one of them does.
Wow.
And it's amazing how God is using and working. He's using people, but he's working even when the people aren't there.
You know, I love what Anahita said. She said, God loved me and he was in my life from the beginning. Sometimes when I reflect on my life, I think, wow, it's beautiful. What a great message to each of us. Wherever we have been, whatever we've gone through, God takes the ashes and makes it beautiful.
All things work together for good,
yeah,
for those who love the Lord, as the scriptures say. And here's a woman who was living a life of terror, literal terror, under a husband that was more than abusive, under a Muslim regime that not just enables that kind of abuse, but actually encourages it. And so she lived through that. And the Lord used those horrific events to use her as a disciple to literally give eternal life to at least 1,500 Muslims so far.
Right. You know, every person is hungry for love. And when they meet their Creator, when they meet Jesus Christ, their life is changed forever. And how could we not want to share that with others?
Yeah, and one of her little daughters says that one time she and her siblings, to this abusive father, she said, we wanted more cookies. She said to him, we wanted more cookies. And so we ran up and, like, said, more cookies, more cookies. And he came up with a knife, put it to my throat, and said, ask for cookies again. This is the father to that little girl. And so, you know, Anahita says, I didn't know anything. It was darkness. It was a really bad life. She doesn't like to talk about the specifics because it's still very painful for her. I can't even imagine what she and the children went through.
But now she and those children know what their heavenly father is like.
They know. Yeah, they know what it's like to have a heavenly father that loves them. And they're completely transformed. Mm-hmm. And that's the amazing thing, that Jesus literally just can take these broken lives, no matter who it is, no matter if it's your life, and just literally put the pieces back together and use those painful situations that you may experience in your life to minister to somebody who's going through similar pain.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly the story of Anahita. So she's able now in Sweden to be able to minister to other Muslims who are seeking.
And it doesn't matter whether the Christian was a former victim or a former persecutor. Think about the Apostle Paul. He talks about over and again how the Lord, of course, he had a very profound road to Damascus experience where he was blinded and knocked off his horse by a vision of the Lord. But he talks about how he was a persecutor. He abused Christians, killed Christians, and facilitated the killing of Christians. But God even used that to make him one of Christ's most zealous disciples in the end.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a reminder, too. We need to pray for Anahita and all those Muslims that have come to Christ. Though they live in Sweden, which is a free country, there are Islamists who don't like what they're doing.
Right. Because of the Muslim immigration in Sweden, it has become a home for dangerous radicals. And she receives death threats.
Of course.
So she's not in the clear. She's risking her life because there's obviously other Muslims who don't want to hear her message and realize that she's sharing Jesus Christ and that people are accepting Jesus Christ and they're leaving Islam. And that is a real death warrant over her head. So she and her children are still at risk. Pray for Anahita. We have a ministry called Liberty Relief International, and Liberty Relief International raises resources and funds to help persecuted Christians like Anahita and others around the world. And we have ministries that we work with on the ground to give them physical support, spiritual support. We raise money to give them Bibles because they need the scriptures in their languages so that they can read the Word of God. Go to libertyreliefinternational.org. That's libertyreliefinternational.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.